Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. We really can't even love people, let alone fight for their freedom, if we don't understand what we possess in Christ ourselves, right?
Absolutely. And I think that is the very big key. And that's true redemption. Not only that Jesus has delivered and freed me, but that I can turn around and open the prison doors for those that are still bound in whatever area. And I think, you know, Susie, every time we put a trafficker in jail, every time a child or a woman is rescued out of sex trafficking or forced labor trafficking, I just think, boy, I bet the devil wishes that he left me alone. Because I feel like Joseph in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, where he said to his brothers, "You meant this for evil against me, but God meant it for this very purpose, to save many people alive." And I feel that what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around and he worked it together for good. And, you know, I wrote a chapter in my book that God never wastes a hurt, because he really doesn't. You can, even the most painful, broken places of our past, Jesus is able to redeem them and then use them for our good and for his glory. And I think that is, to me, the greatest satisfaction this side of eternity, is that God is using my past to help give other people a future.
I'm so grateful that you're a fighter. We've got about a minute and a half left. Wondering if you have any advice for that listener today, Christine, who is realizing as they're listening to you that they are wrapped up in shame and that most of their efforts, even their gifts, go to rescuing their sense of self-worth and not responding to God's love.
Yeah, I think that I would be immersing myself, obviously, in the Word of God. I would find a really, really good friend or counselor or someone that can walk through the process. Don't deny the process. You know, when I snapped my ACL and tore my meniscus and MCL and fractured my knee in a ski accident, I had a hamstring graft. And I remember I woke up from surgery. The first person I saw was the PT. He came into my hospital recovery room and he said to me, "Christine, you know, you've done the biggest injury that anyone could do to their knee." He said, "Most people, because of the type of injury that you have, most people do not fully recover, not because they can't, but because they won't." He said, "Christine, your right knee is technically now much stronger than your left knee because of the hamstring graft. The only problem is you can't bend your knee right now because you've just had the surgery, and it's going to be a process to get your bend back in your knee." Most athletes and most people don't fully come back, not because they can't, but because they won't. And he said this to me. He said, "The degree to which you are willing to embrace the pain of recovery is the degree to which you will recover. You can recover partially or totally. You can recover quickly or slowly. It all depends on your willingness to embrace the pain. There will be pain, but on the other side of the pain is complete healing if you would embrace the pain of recovery."
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.